Romans 8:37. I have conquered the world. In John 16:33, Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The last sentence can be translated, I have conquered the world. This must have sounded very strange to the disciples. Jesus told them that he was going to be arrested and put to death. What did he mean? I have conquered the world. Jesus was talking about what was happening spiritually. He had come into the world and had finished the work that his Father gave him to do. He was about to defeat the powers of darkness and redeem mankind from bondage to sin. However, the world did not see him as a conqueror, but through the cross, he secured eternal victory for us that is beyond our imagination. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:37, let's read it. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The meditation question is, how do verses 31 to 36 lead up to Paul's statement that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us? Let's review what Paul said in verses 31 to 36, which leads up to his statement in verse 37. In Romans 8:31 to 36, Paul asks five questions, each followed by his answer. These answers summarize and affirm our position of grace, favor, and security in the love of God, which he discussed throughout chapter 8. These five questions and answers speak to our major areas of struggle, fears, and attacks against us. Question 1. If God is for us, who can be against us? Since God is the ruler of the universe and he's on our side, nothing can defeat us. Question 2. He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, freely give us all things? That's the question. Well, the Father has already given Jesus as a sacrifice for our sins. Of course, he will continue to give us all things along with the life of Jesus. Question 3. Who will bring any charge against God's elect? God is the one who justified us. He declared us to be not guilty and righteous in his sight through the blood of Jesus. No one can accuse or charge us before God. Question 4. Who is there to condemn us? Jesus set us free from judgment, guilt, shame, and condemnation through the cross. No one can condemn us anymore. Question 5. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? We will face trouble, distress, persecution, and many problems in life, but nothing can separate us from his love. His love is unconditional and unchanging. Paul brings this teaching to a crescendo with the statement in verse 37, which overlays everything he has said. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Another meditation question is, what does it mean when he says we are more than conquerors through him who loved us? Romans 8:31 to 36 explains the foundation of why we are more than conquerors in Christ. However, it would surely take several books to describe the full scale of the victory that Jesus has secured for us, but I will mention a few highlights. First, through the cross, Jesus set us free from the penalty of sin and from the condemnation of the law, as written in Colossians 2:13 and 14. It says, God made us alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. Romans 5:17 states that we will reign in life through Jesus and will triumph over the sin nature through the grace of Jesus and by his indwelling presence. It says, for if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more those who receive the abundant grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through one man, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:14 describes the victory we have by his presence as we walk with Christ day by day. It says, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. We are more than conquerors and can be confident of victory because Jesus lives in us, as recorded in 1 John 4, verse 4. Dear children, you are from God and have overcome them because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. And finally, Jesus conquered death by rising from the grave. He has given us victory over death and promised to give us resurrection bodies like his own, as written in 1 Corinthians 4:16 and 17. It says, the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord always. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. As we have discussed, Jesus conquered the world, but not as normal people usually understand the word conquered. We think of conquerors as great men who have conquered armies and nations like Alexander the Great. We are impressed by their great victories, power, pride, and exalted position. History records their greatness and statues memorialize their exploits. By contrast, Jesus conquered the world in weakness through love, humility, and self-sacrifice. Being a conqueror does not mean that we wield power over every situation and foe. We are weak and ordinary people, but Christ lives in us through his Spirit. He is our victory. He conquered sin and death for us. He leads us in victory through the indwelling life of his Spirit. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for making us more than conquerors through all that you have done for us. We are weak, but you are strong. We look to you alone as our life and our victory. Amen.